Hey guys, welcome to Clickbait. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, and we're super excited to be doing this mini episode. We're going to be answering your fan questions. I'm a little afraid, a little scared, but also really excited to give the truth, spill some tea, let everybody know what we have going on.
I'm ready. I'm an open book, so I'm going to tell them how it is.
Let's get to it. Okay, if you had never gone on The Bachelor, what would you be doing for work today?
I would probably be selling a red sauce like I'm doing right now. I would be more involved in the grocery business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that. Yep. What about you, Natasha?
I probably would be still producing short form content at a premium network like HBO or Netflix or Amazon or something like that. Maybe would have went over to Amazon and met Lucas in person, and then we are actually dating, an on-set love affair. I don't know, which I've never done before, actually.
That would be very scandalous. And honestly, if that ever really happened, I would be all for it. That's what
yeah,
saying.
No, but you know, no, I'd probably be still working and producing and doing that whole thing because I kind of stopped doing that for a little bit. Or I'd be like just a full-blown meditation teacher
That'd be great.
doing that, like, you know, if the pandemic hadn't stopped that.
Yeah. I think for myself, well, I was a phlebotomist working on going to PA school. So I would probably be doing exactly that because that was what my education was for. And so at that time in my life, that's what I was leaning on, you know? And when this came about, I guess I kind of changed. I was fortunate enough to change my career to something that I'm more so passionate about as opposed to like falling back on my education. So I think like I am actually like on the way towards, I don't know, just doing something I never thought would be possible because of like, you know, like financial situations. Like I do want a successful career and like life and all that kind of stuff to be taken care of. But the lifestyle that I want, I got to have a really good job to do so. So being a PA is one way to do that. Mm-hmm. So never say never. You never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Always take an opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all very lucky.
We are very lucky.
We're all very lucky.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything you regret doing or not doing from your season?
Well, for me, you know, obviously I've talked about it so many times, but yeah, I mean, I got kicked off the first night of the show, but you know what? I don't regret any of it because I'm happy with the outcome. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in regrets and going back and being like, man, I wish I would have did this, because you can't change it. You can't change what happened in the past. You can only move on. But I wouldn't change shit. I'm happy.
I love that. What about you, Natasha?
Well, not that I would change anything. But I do, because I think it would have, you know, still would have, regardless of this, it would have still probably had the same outcome. Mm-hmm. But I do, and I think this is why now I'm so much more open with how I feel in my relationships now. But I do wish that I would have told Peter how I felt, opposed to thinking that he knew how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he felt the energy between us, and like he feels this, I feel this, we feel this, right? So I do wish that I told him I loved him as a human and that I was falling in love with him, and I never did, but I felt like he knew it. Like in my mind, I felt like he knew it. And also, I've never told a guy that I love them first. Ever, I think. But this is such a different, it's a different world.
It's an unconventional situation,
yeah. Yeah, it's a different world. So I'm like, he knows this, he feels this, he gets this, right? So yeah, if I could go back, I would do that. But now in relationships, I'm very upfront about how I feel and where I am and all those different things. So
I think like looking back, I mean, I think we were just talking about this. I mean, I don't know, I don't want to timestamp it, but I think like, again, hearing the responses like after watching Hindsight is 2020, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? For me, I don't regret anything. I think I have different experiences just because I've been on both sides now. But on Colton's season, maybe I wish it would have just been like relaxed a little bit. Like, I think I was too into my head at first and it took me a hot minute to like be myself. Mm. But otherwise, no, I'd have no regrets. As for being the Bachelorette, I also don't regret anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I did everything the way that I was supposed to.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Okay. This question is for me, Tayshia.
Tayshia.
Okay. If you could have traveled to one destination during your season, where it would have been and why? Mm. It's actually a really good question. I would have to say, I feel like Italy is very romantic. I've never been there, but I feel like I would just like, I don't know, fall in love in Italy. But if not there, I would say, I don't know. Where should I have gone? Croatia is like dope, I think. And
London.
What?
London.
See, this is the thing about London, though. I feel like it could be really romantic, too. But I also don't want it to like ruin the city for me. Like if it had like some weird feelings, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't want to ruin a city that like I would love.
Where in Italy? Like Rome, Florence?
Probably Florence.
The Amalfi Coast. I mean, really nice.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I have like this dream of like making fresh pasta, riding a bicycle, being in like the fields, and then also like going by the water and just like going, I don't know. Just
I see it. I see it all. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, is that boring?
No, that's great.
Okay, that's kind of how I would like to live the rest of my life. So,
right? Making pasta. Yeah. You're going to make pasta for all of us at one point, Joe. Okay, let's see. Joe. Oh my God, Joe.
Oh,
I can't with this question. Have you read it? I can't wait. Joe, do you have a crush on Victoria Fuller after having her on the podcast?
Let me know, honey. I'm about to text her right now. Let me know.
I like her. I think she's cool. I think she's very attractive. I think she's an interesting person. Yeah, and she's really, I mean, for me to actually have a crush, I think I would have to be with the person, in person, and see if that's actually there. But I mean, I wouldn't say anything negative about Victoria Fuller. I think she's, she's attractive.
Yeah.
And she's interesting and she's nice. So yeah, she's, I would have to.
So you do have a crush, or you don't have a crush? You've only had crushes on people that you've met in person? Like what?
Yeah. I wouldn't consider it a crush. No, I don't think I have a crush on Victoria Fuller.
Do you have a crush on Jennifer Aniston?
No, I don't have a crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Do you have a crush on Emily Ratajkowski?
No.
Oh, really? I was thinking about Emily in Paris, but what's her name? Lily Collins. Because you said she's hot. See?
Well, the only thing about Lily, I think Lily Collins is married or engaged, but
it doesn't matter. Are you crushing?
I'm just saying, like.
No, well, I did see, in LA, I did see her walking, so I did see her.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So, no, meet her and see her is completely different.
For me, in order to have a crush, I need to actually meet the person.
I agree with you, actually. Yeah. Let's see. Dating tips on finding a girlfriend in university. Joe, why don't you start this one?
University, like college, that's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
In university, I feel like we're in England right now. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. All right, I would say a tip for finding a girl. So I think you should always, I don't know why Natasha's laughing. And this is actually, okay. I think you should always look or always try to act like you're having a good time. Smile, laugh, talk to people. That's how you get a woman's attention, in my opinion. Because people are attracted to people that look like they're enjoying themselves. They're laughing, they're lighthearted. You want to be around the fun.
Right.
So always look like you're having fun. So like if I'm ever at a bar, I'm always, you know, I'm smiling, I'm having a good time. Even if I'm not, I'm acting.
That's a good idea. Okay, because you want a guy with like some good energy around them. I support that.
Charismatic. Okay, got it.
Do you have a tip for her or for this man that's asking this question?
I think when girls are in college, they're very complicated. So I would say be helpful. If you like a girl, be helpful. Be helpful to her, because there's a lot of emotions when you are that age and a lot of things you got to figure out. So if you're gonna like her, help her out in some way. Like, I don't know, carry her books, pick her up if you have a car, like ask her how she's doing. Be helpful. I think that will, she'll be like, oh, all these, because a lot of guys in university are not helpful. They're just very selfish. Don't be selfish. That's my advice.
I love both of those things. And I would just like, just kind of to like Joe's point and kind of to Natasha's point, just be confident in yourself. Go up to the girl.
Charismatic, the girl. Confident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also be sweet. See? Mm-hmm. Full package. Okay. Do you guys care what kind of shoes a guy rocks on the first date? Hands down, I'm going to answer this really quickly. Yes. It's a style. I like style. Okay.
Yeah, I don't date men, so I would say...
Well, a girl, you know, Joe. Do you care about what shoes a girl has on?
Depends on her outfit, you know, but I hope the shoes go with the outfit.
Oh, my God. Do you like heels or flats or sneakers?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
all right, so I prefer a first date to be more on the casual end of things, so I really like when a girl wears Air Force Ones. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
You just left us both speechless. Did you see that?
Sneakers or specifically Air Force Ones?
What about like Jordans?
Just
like
sneakers,
what else?
In general.
Not really Jordans.
Okay.
White Air Force Ones, but different sneakers. I mean, different versions of an Air Force One.
Force Ones make girls' feet look really big personally, and that's why I don't wear them. But, I see other people with really small feet that wear them and they look really cute.
How about you guys?
I will say no. It does not matter to me at all. I have dated guys with really busted shoes. Style to me, I actually, and this is going to probably surprise you guys because I like to dress very nice, but I don't care if a guy dresses nice or not. I really don't. And actually, a lot of my boyfriends have not dressed that great. But it's in their, but their mind is great. Their mind is amazing. They have great minds. That makes sense. They're very smart. But yeah, I don't care about that. But if a guy does dress well, it's not a turnoff by any means. But also, I'm not looking at what they're wearing. I care about if he offered to pick me up or if he picked a restaurant that's near me opposed to near him. Like, you know, is he selfish? Like, I care about that stuff on a first date. And then we'll, like, the style stuff. Listen, boo, I'll buy you some new shoes. Look, You know, like, I don't care about that. But I can't buy you manners.
Okay.
That's true.
That is very true. But also, I don't think I would give no offense. I hope this doesn't come off like mean, but I don't think I would give the guy the time of day if he wasn't sweet, had manners, and wasn't like...
Well, but you don't know that on a first day. But on
I can tell.
Because this says on a first date.
I can tell. I don't really give guys the time. I just don't date. I don't really talk to boys. I really don't.
She's a professional at it now. She's a bachelorette.
No, the question says, what kind of shoes a guy rocks on the first date? So that means that you might have met him out. He might have gotten your number. Look, let's set up the scene, right? He might have gotten your number and said, hey, I want to take you out on Thursday because that's your day, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then he shows up and he has these shoes on. Do you... In my mind, when I read this, I was like, it's like, no. Or it's like, okay, your shoes kind of suck, but are you nice? And now I'm looking, for that. I guess.
Okay. So my answer was kind of shallow in the beginning, but I will say, the attraction factor, like if you have style, if you like dress yourself nicely, you like go up automatically a couple of points in my book, just because like I like a guy that dresses well. Now,
what did you think of Bennett's style?
I actually loved it most of the time. Okay. I really just love a guy in a suit. That's the thing, though. So that's why, like, I was like melting 95% of the time because, like, they were all in suits. It was like my perfect dream world, men in suits, but then also having like a little bit of style at times, like with their casual wear.
They looked great at the Men Tell All of them. They looked great.
So if you're on a first date, Tayshia, what kind of shoes do you want the guy to be wearing?
Yeah, let him know.
What are your favorite?
Ooh. I actually love a guy in like a good tennis shoe, like a sneaker. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we were dressed up and we were going out and you were wearing a suit, then obviously have some nice like shoes on. But yeah. I like a guy that can like rock like a really nice sneaker and jeans and just like a simple tee.
Shoes got to go with the outfit.
Natasha, I also can't stop calling my exes. How do I get over this behavior?
So I have an answer for this, a really good one. There's okay. two ways. The really not so emotionally stable thing to do, I guess. It's just block them on everything and just, you know, pray every time you think about them that you don't think about them. That's one way of doing it, right? Like, oh, I'm thinking about them. Please, Lord, take that thought away. No, no, no. Yes. But the trick really is to is breaking a habit, because that's what happens. Like, you get so comfortable with a person and it becomes yeah. a habit, and you want to break a habit. So I'm such a habitual person, so calling my ex is just comfortable for me. And so what do? They say it takes a 90 days to really break a habit, right? So
yeah,
I put time limits. Like, I'll like put like my ex's name, I'll put like a date by it and be like, I cannot message this person until this date, because then I can check back in and see how I feel, right? Or wow. if it's really bad, I'll do like 6 months. But the one guy who I like, my 6 year guy who I just back and forth, I blocked him for a whole year. And I was like, oh, if I'm God. Doing great during this year, he does not belong in my life. If life just turns over and I'm not, then this person, I had the best year of my life. I'm out of it.
Oh my God. So I don't have enough willpower to do that. You are
that's
amazing.
That's what I do now. That's what I do now. Yeah. It's hard. But I have to. And like, that's the thing. You have to get to know yourself. And sometimes the blocking, I have friends who do that all the time. They're like, I had to block them. I can't deal with it. Cause the moment they message you, it's hard. But for me, I give myself that time limit and I'm like, nope. And if life is great without them, or if it's the same, sometimes I let them back in. It's just, which I shouldn't probably do. But break the habit. He is a habit. Look at him as a habit, or her, or her. I don't know if this is from a guy or a girl, but him or her, or they, or she, you know, whatever. Habit.
Smart.
That's good.
That was so great. I really enjoyed all of your questions. They were a little scary. We were a little caught off guard with a few, but as always, please, please continue to send these in to us. We love hearing your questions. Message us on social at ClickbaitBN on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I hope you guys enjoyed this exclusive bonus episode of Clickbait. Be sure to check out more exclusive bonus episodes here on Wondery Plus in the future. And tell your friends to check them out too.